The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Vortex Jones.
Woo!
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us again today. We're going to give you a good show, so listen up. You don't have to get too close to the radio, but we're going to give you a good show on the latest developments on what's happening with natural health supplementation and nutrition and building a new you.
That's excellently said. Very well done. And we're nutrition specialist, I would say, with over 40 years experience in the field of natural health therapies, and also the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. You have the formulas, the combinations, the organic preparation, wonderful supplements that you can't get anywhere else, terrific prices, broad spectrum, fabulous proteins, you name it, we got it. And we have every day a sense of great gratitude for the fabulous Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, all organic, beautiful setup now. We want everybody to know you have gorgeous granite, lovely marble. Yes, and it's a bar. It's like a little tiny of a term. It's a beautiful setup with loads of chairs, loads of sit-in, and a lovely environment with all kinds of beauty around you, and beauty that what you put in your mouth and the interaction, the constant happiness, the constant joy that we have at the local organic Maui farmers. Every day that magnificent produce is brought in and intensely squeezed with our fabulous juices in every conceivable manner. And all those vegetables are used in a multitude of fashions in all of the recipes too. And anything you love at the Vortex. You can be vegan, you can be vegetarian or non-vegetarian, you have wild fish, organic meats, organic chicken, or all the vegan choices. All of them are there at the Broth Cafe. At the Broth.
And the Vortex.
And tell me about the Vortex.
You're having any kind... The Vortex is the centerpiece of the broth. The broth is a combination of all the deliciously cooked organic vegetables and organic meats, if you so desire, or not so meaty, if you don't desire, okay? But it's the Vortex water, which is the basis of the broth. And the Vortex water is the coffee that you buy, or the tea that you have, whatever it is served at the beautiful marble bar sitting around the stools at the bar, boys. Is
not that
be
kind
vortex.
Of bar, boys. Yeah. Not that kind of bars, okay? Even Benjamin Franklin was celebrating that. Sorry, kids, not at that bar. But it is rejuvenating, invigorating, cleansing, all of those different things. And remember, when you say Vortex, Den, what has been proven about it for a zillion years, and Otto Warburg really understood this in 1938. He won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization of the type of oxygen that is so prolific in the Vortex power, energizing, strengthening the immune system, structure to the water, detoxification, no contaminant whatsoever, higher vitality, cell availability, all of the different things.
And that goes back to Otto. That was 1938.
That's okay. Right. That's Otto. They're talking a little bit about Otto over there. That's
tell
right.
Tell them about Otto.
Oh, tell them. Well, that's what Otto was saying, was our physical well-being depends on three factors: hydrogenation, water saturation in body, oxygen saturation in blood, and the pH of our body fluids. And in 1938, the doctor Dr. Warburg, Otto Warburg, the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can rise. Remember, can I stop for one second?
Stop for one second.
Remember what we learned. that has to be, cancer cells can't thrive without oxygen.
And sugar.
With oxygen.
They've
they can't thrive with oxygen.
That's right.
Oxygen is a bye-bye to cancer and a hello to healthy cells. And it goes on. These two parameters are positively supported and improved in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of water, vortex water, is also maximized.
There you go.
So all of that, and remember too, what you have at that magnificent broth cafe, you have the high concentration. There's a special way of juicing that is very highly concentrated. You're getting much more for those with those magnificent juices. And you and I are so dependent on our green juices every single day that we get there.
Mm-hmm.
In glass, never in plastic or any contaminant whatsoever, and 100% organic. Many of those choices are also at the cafe. You have the local organic coconut farmer bringing in the certified coconut milks and et cetera, and the beautiful, wonderful juices, all of the different foods, organic from the word go, okay?
Let's go. The word is go.
The word is go. And, you know, I want to say that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area. But we are strictly educators, informants, giving people information about what doctors have learned, many of them holistically minded, many not, about nutrients in clinical trials and reported on that, okay?
And that's the important part also,
yes.
Folks, that these doctors' statements and publications have been proven in clinical trials. That is, there's groups of people who receive the nutrients and groups of people who don't receive the nutrients, and the results that are noticed because of the nutrient content. And they're, like in the Super Omega 3, thousands of clinical trials have been performed on that product. And it always turns out to be incredibly healthy for your brain, for your eyes, for your heart, for your entire anatomy. And that's the kind of information we share with you. Proven clinical trial nutrient advantages.
And you know, speaking about a nutrient advantage, our star player is in the store. We're so happy and excited. NAC Plus. NAC Plus. Oh, it's we're just so thrilled. 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid, too, and NAC Plus.
And
a great place.
L-carnitine.
And acetyl-L-carnitine, star players, and our other big star player is about to come in there.
And what is, we're not going to tell you what the big star player is.
No, but it's about
but
to.
But it's about to come
it's
back.
It's about to come
and
back.
It's been off the shelves for several months, but we're told by the manufacturer that it's about to come back.
That's right.
So hold your breath.
Here
call
it is.
In and make us a special request if you so desire. But I'll give you a little hint. It's called pain power.
The knockout punch for pain. Okay, get away, pain.
Yeah.
Get away, inflammation. But again, only good things. No allergen, no contaminant, no side effect whatsoever.
Proven.
Proven in every conceivable way.
Inflammatory pain reliever, and subsequently many manifests itself in many functions in your body. Okay.
You know, I have a testimonial, and it's going to be my testimonial.
Oh, boy.
Is it okay if I take stage now?
Is it?
Can I ask all of our friends
share? You have a tendency to be a little bit dramatic.
Wonderful that one of our wonderful members of our Alive and Well family said, Mona, did anyone ever call you a drama queen?
Yeah.
She said that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went over to Darren.
You, a drama queen.
I said, Darren,
anybody?
Guess what our dear friend over here who works here and who is part of our blessed family said that, do I remind you of a drama queen? He's called me that since he was four. And I was doing the acting and everything mm-hmm. else. And it's always been the synonym for my name, Mona Drama Queen Jones. Okay?
Did Bobby call you a drama queen?
Did Bobby?
Bobby De Niro, did he ever call you a drama queen?
Oh, dear. He's got to go back to when I was working with stars and before they were stars. No one is. Let's go
then
there.
She married a star.
Oh, dear. Okay. That's another story. Where was I? You made me forget. But anyhow, this was a testimony. We don't solicit the testimonials. We just share. And I just want to share. And I don't know how I got away from such a marvelous product. And it's so natural and so real. But I said to myself, Mona, you're looking like an old lady. I'm about to have a birthday. Don't ask me. Gary, don't you ask me. Gary, he's my son, like a son's age, that type of thing. Well, he is like a boy chick, my son, Gary. But anyway, No. And I didn't, but I saw a lot of the aging of the skin, and it would be easily break and tear, and it was easily, it wasn't have the flexibility. And I said, Mona, you've got to go back to doing the collagen. We have an assortment of magnificent, 100% organic collagen choices. They are there, they are 100% organic, they are wonderful. And I went back doing the collagen and also hyaluronic acid for flexibility in the joints and all, and for the skin. And again, just like in the past, when I'd used it before, and I'm never going to stop using it, is that I noticed almost right away an improvement in my skin, the flexibility and healing and anti-aging aspects. It was just wonderful, just wonderful. Getting more of those anti-aging comments, too, now that I've added the collagen back and hyaluronic acid.
You only started examining yourself more closely in the mirror since I started calling you more beautiful than ever. And
you
that,
did?
Yeah, and you went, really? You think so? Am I beautiful? I said, well, honey, yeah, check it out.
That's very okay. Sweet, dear. That's lovely. I love that. But, you know, and remember, too, that the natural enzyme, we don't make by the late 30s, but we don't make it the late 30s, hyaluronic acid that creates collagen. And an important factor to know, I remember that I learned this because of the different statistics and the different clinical trials that we do use for the radio show. And it surprised me then, this was years ago, that minerals do not exist in bones alone. Calcium, magnesium, boron, you name it. They make up the bone, but what connects them together in each bone structure is collagen.
Right.
Without which, it's the flexibility that connects all those minerals.
The connective tissue.
The connective tissue, without which the bones are fragile. You can get spontaneous fractures. Mm-hmm. The kind of thing that often hits older people, just at a slight fall or a slight bump and the fracture. Collagen creates the flexibility and strength also of the bones, not just the skin, the hair, the nails, all of those different things.
The ligaments, the tendons,
that's
the cartilage,
right.
All of it.
That's right.
Okay.
So anyhow, I'm very grateful to that. And I make delicious, it's easy to make a quick and delicious combination. I do that every single day. Quick and delicious.
It's so evident.
Thank you, dear.
It is just.
Gary didn't say anything. It's because I'm so
Gary
old.
Gary is so that modest. He wouldn't dare.
Well, he can't say that to his mama, right? Okay. Anyhow, well, this is going to knock your socks off. It certainly did me. Thank you for finding this information, Dan, and I'll share it with you. Here it is. You got to hear this. This is one of the biggest people on the planet. Dr. William Clapton is a famous American endocrinologist. He is considered to be the best diabetes care specialist in the country. All celebrities with diabetes go out of their way to get a consultation from him. This includes patients from France, Germany, Great Britain, and other countries. They all go straight to him, Dr. William Clapton. He is one of the most important endocrinologists in the country. He's written 32 scientific books. And there are three times as many scientific publications in journals in his professional arsenal.
Good Lord.
All of this, okay? And would you do me a favor? Read this page and then hand it to me. Read that page that doctor about the background about this doctor and what he's saying.
Clapton.
Okay.
Here it goes, folks. Quote, word for word. As of today, says the doctor, metformin-based drugs are the basis of practically all treatment methods. However, this is a delusion shared by illiterate patients and illiterate doctors. Metformin is a straight path to illness and untimely death.
Doctor says not Dennis and Mona, not Dennis and Mona.
This isn't treatment, says the doctor. If you come to your doctor with type 2 diabetes and he prescribes treatment based on these drugs, run away from such a doctor immediately, says Dr. Clapton. All of these drugs increase blood insulin to critical levels. With this amount of insulin, the blood becomes thick, like condensed milk. Ooh. In large quantities, insulin causes colossal harm to the body. It literally destroys the liver, the kidneys, and other Excretory.
Dan. That's the first time you let me correct you. Excretory.
Well, that's the last.
Excretory.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excretory. Say it again.
The idea is that the excretory organs are excreting toxins in your system, and insulin builds up an incredible amount of toxins in the liver, the kidneys, and other excretory organs. He goes on to say, elevated insulin levels corrode cells, thereby contributing to their abnormal division. And this is already nothing less than oncology.
That's cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer. Cancer.
For this reason, cancer develops in 28% of diabetics, as statistics show. Whoa.
And this doctor is telling us all this information.
And not only the cancer, bad enough, but obesity.
Oh, yeah.
The insulin converts the sugar to fat.
To a condensed milk kind of texture to the blood, et cetera, and so forth.
And fat.
That's
and
right.
That creates a fatty liver condition as well.
That's why it was called the hibernation hormone.
Way back. Okay, going on. Plus, it is the high insulin content that leads to the rapid clogging of blood vessels.
Whoa.
With cholesterol plaques building up, since insulin-rich blood becomes thick and starts moving much slower.
Amyloid beta plaques.
And what does this do to the heart? My God.
It's an advanced glycosylation end system,
mm-hmm.
ages. And that's a milky caramelization of all the vegetables and the brain and the eyesight.
And condensed milk running through your veins instead
of blood.
That's
what it does to it.
Unbelievable.
But he's talking about,
He goes on to say, as a result, blood vessels become clogged with cholesterol plaques, which in turn leads to pressure surges. Hypertension accompanies 98% of diabetics. Many other problems with the cardiovascular system appear as well.
Hypertension means high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
elevated blood pressure.
Well, it's so thick the heart can't
That's
move
That's exactly
it.
Right. Okay. Now, people don't seem to understand. Look at the connection.
He goes on to say, the list of threatening consequences of metformin-based therapy are as follows. Gastrointestinal disorders, often diarrhea, and heartburn, and belching, and stomach ulcers. Hypertension, pressure surges, especially in the evenings. Headaches, stuffy ears, waves of fear, and cirrhosis of the liver.
Good grief.
Let me turn the page.
And you're gonna give it to me, because I'm going to...
I'm turning the page.
You're going to turn the page for me.
What a convenience
I offer
you.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Okay, so he's talking about the drug. We are not talking about the drug, but he is, all right? And he, you know, he says that treating diabetes with chemically aggressive drugs like this should be illegal.
Like what? Metformin.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
About metformin. Should be illegal. And it's interesting that he came out at a time when another big study reported about the diabetes drugs, and I'm quoting there. These drugs had passed the Food and Drug Administration standards. Drug after drug had horrific and usually irreversible side effects. And here they're telling here about metformin causing lactic acidosis. This side effect, say the doctors, is so dangerous that the FDA requires it to have a black box warning on all packaging. The most severe warning the FDA can give. We've often told people what that black box is.
So many drugs have that.
Right. Lactic acidosis is a medical emergency that must be treated in the hospital. It causes extreme exhaustion, severe digestive issues, and heart attacks. Okay, and they talk about the other drugs like, they mention a whole host, DPP-4 inhibitors, alogliptin, saxagliptin, lingagliptin, all steri warning just last year. These drugs have been known to cause severe pain, that some patients have become wheelchair-bound, weight gain, extremely dangerous for diabetics, and insulin's number one side effect is weight gain. They're talking the same thing, that these drugs cause more of it. Many other drugs drop blood sugar so low that people feel worse in the long run. And here's the Dr. Williams that was talking. He saw this, who is quoting this. We saw this with all his patients. Their blood sugar would get so low, they were shaky, dizzy, grumpy, and incredibly hungry. That would lead them to eat foods that would make their diabetes worse. And the proven nutrients are the 100% R alpha lipoic acid leader in Europe for preventing, as they say, reversing diabetic retinopathy, destruction of the eyesight, and neuropathy, and stabilizing blood sugar and making the insulin more effective so you don't keep chugging out more and more ineffective insulin. And that's why, as we always commit to the organic herbs and the organic minerals that put together in blood sugar harmony, everybody's singing and dancing about that combination mm-hmm. that helps with that. Berberine is a big player. It's
major,
a plant.
Major.
It's a big player, and it is a plant. And taking nutrients instead of doing these toxic drugs, and don't forget, what's a really big star player in this issue is vitamin D3. It's long been known for its many different things. And, you know, interesting, because back to the original doctor, William Clapton, he says the excess sugar destroys the nerve tissue.
It
the nervous
burns
system
it up.
It breaks the
inflammation.
Down. Right. And that was why our alpha lipoic acid reverses nerve damage mm-hmm. in diabetes. And he says the diabetic can develop psychosis, emotionally unbalanced, depression. And he says also, I didn't realize this, Jen, I knew about the wounds, but he says the skin begins to rot from diabetes and excess sugars. It dries up, scratches appear, eczema, and ulcers. A lot of time you didn't necessarily connect that.
The cell walls begin to rot.
That's exactly right.
Everything in your body is destroyed by the insulin, which is supposed to help burn up the excess sugar. But they seldom tell, from our experience in this business for the past 50 years, diabetics are seldom, and we ask them every time, did the doctor tell you how to restrict your sugar and your carbohydrates? Oh, he said don't eat so many sweets. But what does that mean? Well, they stumble through that. They don't really know what too many sweets are.
That's exactly
right. If you're diabetic, sweets are too many, whatever you eat.
Come disguised in many forms.
That's right. All carbohydrates, all bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, whiz-bangs, yum-yums, and wee-wees all turn into sugar because they contain
that.
Flour.
You always say whiz-bangs and wee-wees. I like that. I mean, that's a dentist expression.
Every little treat in the world is made with flour and sugar.
You've got
to stop eating that
mask of the white
junk
dress.
So that your body can adjust to what really is important, is proper utilization of every nerve in your body. The nerves are being burned up by the excessive inflammation. So the brains and the more diabetics go blind than anybody else.
Right.
More diabetics have dementia than anybody else.
It's the leading diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness in the country.
And
actually,
more diabetics have amputations of toes and legs and feet than anybody else.
And what do they use in Europe for all of those infections that go there? They don't amputate. They use ultra silver to kill infections.
But yes, they do. But before you. You've got to change it. You can take all the R-alpha lipoic in the world and still eat the sugars and still have the problems because the sugar overpowers, creates the inferno within your cells and the whole metabolic process, which burns up all the nerve tissue, which burns up all the connective tissue.
But those nutrients have another effect by stabilizing the sugar, making the insulin more effective. Cravings are reduced.
Yes.
Cravings are reduced.
You got it.
And that's a seriously important point at that point. Okay.
Another point is that as you so often say, make the substitution.
Don't just eliminate.
Make the sensible substitution.
Exactly.
What can you do? Well, how about having some blueberries, some strawberries, some raspberries? Yes, they taste sweet, but they're one H of a lot less sugar than any other treat that you'd ever get.
And they are the highest antioxidants of the fruit family.
And the polyphenols in them create good cell wall integrity, sugar destroys.
But again, in moderation on those.
Of course.
And loving, wonderful way to mix them.
But it's
them.
A good substitution.
Substitution.
Okay.
And remember, the other substitutions that take away the cravings are delicious and healthy fats, organic avocados, organic extra virgin olive oil to make the beautiful recipes. I love doing recipes like that because they're so delicious. Healthy proteins contain no sugars whatsoever. Anything that walks on earth, swims in the sea, flies in the air, and eggs, nuts, cheese, and seeds, of course.
And
we're talking organic.
And organic butter, organic ghee.
Right.
These
right.
do not create cholesterol problems, which would everybody's scaring you about cholesterol.
That's
they
right.
do not contribute to that.
That's
also,
right.
organic coconut oil is superb. Medium-chain triglycerides extracted from coconut oil are superb. And you can fry your eggs in ghee or butter or coconut oil. You can eat
I love
nutritious
to make
foods.
Okay.
What?
I love to tell people how to make frittatas.
She's a
with
frittata.
frittata. I even use the organic coconut milk as part of the thing.
Absolutely.
And I put some slivered organic cheese, all kinds of vegetables on top of it, and you can use olive oil or the coconut oil underneath, or a little bit of the butter, and put a topping on it. It's gorgeous. It's delicious. It satisfies, and you're not eating breads, rice, pasta, potatoes.
And remember, vegetables, vegetables, vegetables.
That's right.
Organic, organic, organic.
That's right.
And organic meats, organic. Well, wild fish would be organic.
Yes.
Okay? And organic eggs and poultry. It has to be organic, or you're getting 80,000 chemicals
That's
mixed
right.
up with whatever bite you swallow.
Exactly. And there is even new information on that, which I'm going to touch on. But can't leave the subject without realizing that the number one prescription... It has been the number one, maybe number two now, but it's been number one. But most prescribed medication are the statins, the cholesterol drugs, and the black box warning on them.
On the drugs.
On the drugs.
Absolutely.
It's dementia. And how'd you like that?
Mm-hmm.
And right along with that is elevated blood sugar. It shoots your sugar through the roof. That's a blessing?
Yeah.
No, it's a curse.
Those drugs
are a curse.
It's a marketing gimmick is what it is.
It's hell. Now, you just said about pesticides and all. Well, this is hot news now. Hot news came out. Natural Health Reporting. The court says that EPA, Environmental Protective Agency, shirked their duties on glyphosate.
Did they ever?
And it's just a paragraph, but listen to this. It was a 54-page opinion, but here's the paragraph. From the Center for Food Safety, Center for Food Safety, quote, in a historic victory for farm workers and the environment, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit sided with the Center for Food Safety, CFS, and its represented farm worker and conservation clients by overturning the Environment Protection Agency's decision that the toxic pesticide, toxic is deadly, glyphosate is safe for humans and imperiled wildlife.
Now they overturned that.
Yes. Glyphosate is the active ingredient in Monsanto Bayer's flagship Roundup weed killer, the most widely used pesticide in the world. When I think of that, Dan, and I'm sure you probably know more of this than I do, but, you know, what was very big to us, because it was during the Vietnam War, and I did with De Niro, you know, and all that, the first film ever done, it was called Greetings, on the Vietnam War. And but the Vietnam War was very big at that time. All my friends were getting drafted, etc. One of the big things was the spraying of that glyphosate on the different trees and shrubbery in Vietnam to kill them so that the enemy couldn't be concealed by them, all right?
Whole jungles were decimated with that.
That's right. And there were so many reports many, many, many decades later that the toxic cancer-causing effects, birth defects, all kinds of things, that it was still, and about 10 years ago, there was a big report that came out, it was still in the blood of women who had lived in that area.
Newborn babies are born with it.
Yeah, they showed pictures that were horrific and of horrible birth defects, but also that it was a leading cause for the warriors that fought in that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of cancer. They had hundreds of thousands of cancer cases caused, and yet they legitimized it so that it would be used as a pesticide in
I
this country.
I wonder why.
Money.
Money, 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 money,
there
money, money, money.
There's absolutely no conscience, no heart.
No
but you were talking about the importance about pesticide-free. When we see, and this is thank God for that one motion here, hopefully it carries out throughout the whole nation and stops this monster killer, this proven cancer-causing toxic pesticide, not just cancer, but all kinds of horrific side effects.
Well, there was a big brouhaha here in Maui, and we supported that years ago. And there was a vote taken, and the vote was negative for glyphosate. More people voted against the use of glyphosate than voted for it, okay?
Right.
But the government said, we've got to change some of these numbers. Yeah. So it came out, we'll revert this decision to a higher court.
Right.
Well, the higher court was paid off by glyphosate.
Yes.
And so we got the same old, same old.
Right, and it's the most widely used pesticide in the world and in the nation. But thank God for this historic win in this one area, okay? Okay?
And it's in every bite of food.
In every bite.
It's in every bite of food that isn't organic.
That's right. And is there any wonder why we're fanatic organics, okay? No, there shouldn't be any wonder. You know, Den, how many times and in how many, we have expert after expert after expert, we've got so many reports on this, it's ridiculous. And you talk about this a lot, I'm going to share it with you, okay? And that is about here. The Cardio CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that fights off and neutralizes environmental toxins and free radicals like a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. For many doctors who believe in the power of natural medicine, Cardio CoQ10 has been a godsend for boosting cardiovascular health. Now, here they quote the medical thing.
Has it ever?
A study published in the journal JACC, okay? Heart failure, JACC, okay? Heart failure, concluded that Cardio CoQ10 treatment of patients with weak heart was 100%, and this is the quote from the doctors, 100% safe, improved symptoms, and reduces adverse cardiovascular events, end of quote, of this medical study and reported in the journal Heart Failure. Without enough Cardio Q10, your blood vessels can't contract and relax properly. Cardio Q10 also decreases oxidative stress and insulin resistance and improves glycemic control. Studies also back the power
this
of CoQ10
for blood. Turn it off.
Yeah, Gary's going to dance to it, okay?
All
so
right.
Studies also back the power of Cardio Q10 for healthy blood pressure. And can you do this right here and end that and give it back to me? Okay. Top of the page.
Okay, top of the page. In another study published in the Journal of Human Hypertension, patients concerned about their blood pressure took Cardio Q10 daily for 8 weeks. After this study, those taking the Cardio Q10 enjoyed healthy systolic and diastolic blood pressure. It lowers excessive blood pressure. Shockingly, we lose 30% of Cardio Q10 by age 40. When we're young, when we're 5 years old, 10 years old, 18 years old, 25 years old, we make Cardio Q10. There's a magic moment at about 4 or 5 years later, but in the late 20s, early 30s, when suddenly we don't make that stuff anymore. And from that moment on, we're on our own. How do we keep a healthy heart? Well, as you may imagine, since heart disease is the biggest killer in the United States, nearly 700,000 people a year die of cardiovascular disease in spite of all the magic miracle drugs. In spite of all the anti-cholesterol therapies in the world, they're still killing nearly 700,000 people a year. Cardio Q10, say holistic physicians, and not so holistic physicians, does a remarkable job in maintaining the strength of the heart, which would in turn normalize blood pressure, which would in turn call for less blood pressure medications, which weaken the heart and the whole body.
Right.
Let me go back to the article. That's why most people are deficient in Cardio Q10. Oh, that's it. We lose 30% of Cardio Q10 by age 40, and even more with the older we get. And statin drugs taken for high cholesterol have shown to deplete the body of cardio-Q10.
There you
and
go.
And that's what causes the muscle wasting
that's
of
right.
those drugs.
Dr. Steven Sinatra, Hall of Fame cardiologist, constantly reported on that
mm-hmm.
many years ago and still is.
And people that are deficient in cardio-Q10 have a higher rate of muscular heart problems.
That's right.
Because the heart is a muscle.
That's
the
right.
heart must be fed. And the heart is not being fed. It's being wasted by the cholesterol drugs.
That's right. And adenosine triphosphate is the cellular energy of the heart and the muscles. And guess what makes it? Cardio-CoQ10, mm-hmm. the active form of CoQ10. And you know, in the reports that they're going into, they also, it's interesting, Dan, because this is something you say all the time, so that's why I'm going to share it with you to read, okay? All right? For decades, medical experts have said if you want healthy blood pressure, you've got to, quote, cut out the salt, end quote. But shocking new medical research reveals salt is the wrong white crystal to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
A study published in the American Journal of Hypertension Medical Journal analyzed data from 8,670 French adults and found that salt consumption was not associated with systolic blood pressure in either men or women, factoring for age. And that's talked about this study and what it had to do, the study put by, and read that there for you.
Okay, folks.
You read it, Darren, because
folks, verbatim. The study conducted by the Department of Preventive Cardiology, St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute, and published in Open Heart, reports it's not salt, but
sugar
that's more strongly linked to blood pressure concerns. Have we ever talked about the negative effects
Holy
of sugar?
Holy moly.
Going on. Evidence from clinical studies and trials with animals and with humans confirms that added sugars, particularly fructose, that's fruit sugar. People
it's
say,
right.
well, fruit sugar is good for you. Well, folks, let's listen to the article.
Right. Before that, remember what you just said. The Centers for Disease Control came out a year or two ago and said that just even if it's fresh squeezed fruit, if it's all fruit juice, it's 16 teaspoons of sugar.
Yeah. That's orange juice. That's all the
that's right.
apple juice, all those good and healthy juices. And that's what
high
they create.
Sugar. Go ahead. Better the greens.
Going evidence from clinical trials and clinical studies and clinical trials with animals and humans confirms that added sugars, particularly fructose, increase blood pressure, contribute to inflammation and insulin resistance, and broader metabolic dysfunction. What's insulin resistance?
That's right. It's diabetes, pre-diabetes. They said mm-hmm. one out of every two people at age 60 are pre-diabetic. That's a precursor to it. And it's a curse for sure, but dietary change.
The leading doctor in the study, Dr. James Nicolantonio, reports, quote, it is sugar, not salt, that is the actual causative factor for high blood pressure.
Okay, there it is in the medical journals with the analysis and the studies and all the people that they studied and the doctors reporting.
Was this Dennis saying this? Was this Mona saying this? No. It's doctors who perform the actual studies, the actual work to give those results.
Absolutely. And so, we've seen endless, very, very happy people coming in with the great nutrients. And remember, the nutrients that are associated with helping to stabilize the sugar and prevent the damage and help the brain, et cetera, are the 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine. Acetyl-L-carnitine, right? That's really, really, really very important.
Absolutely.
Absolutely important. And you know, there's a terrific doctor, Dr. Mark McCosey, MD. He's written many books. He's famous. He's very respected. And he's been writing here in his book, The Patriot Health Plan, and he's just came out with this information. And he wants you to know this. And he said, Chad, okay? Chad, I want you to know Chad. You know what Chad
C-H-A-D.
Is?
C-H-A-D.
C-H-A-D. Chad isn't a person, says Dr. McCosey. Chad stands for C, cancer, H, heart disease, A, Alzheimer's, and D, death. Chad, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and death. Chad. I'm talking about preventing early death. He has that highly emphasized.
Yeah.
Not dying before your time, but instead living happy and healthy, well, happily and healthily, let's get the right English, into your natural lifespan. And then he goes on to say, all right? He goes on to say, and I'll give it to you in a minute, kid. He goes on to say, there are disease fighters. They are my senior saviors, my own secret weapon to help defeat Chad, prevent disease and early death. And here's the ones that he says. Let's jump right in with senior saver number one. Can you guess? What's senior saver number one?
Not
me.
There's so many, honey.
Not me. What's senior saver number one, Dan?
I would say,
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Out of that, which one?
Vitamin C.
Q, R, S,
Vitamin
T,
C.
D. Vitamin D3.
Vitamin D, okay.
He says, right, it's called calcitriol, but you know it much better as vitamin D3. That's his senior savior number one. Not only is it a fat soluble, it's a vital hormone produced by your kidneys. Frankly, he's emphasized you need it to stay alive. Not only that, vitamin D3 is the most powerful weapon there is against cancer and other diseases and early death.
That's a mouthful,
boy, that's,
baby.
That's a big breathe. And can you read this page and then give it back to me, kid? Right there.
He goes on talking about vitamin D. Says, as a result, vitamin D deficiency has become a national epidemic. In fact, nearly 42% of all Americans are dangerously low in this life-saving nutrient. Now, this doesn't correspond with what the Vitamin D3 Council of Physicians said. They say 80% of the population is deficient in vitamin D3.
That's right.
And that leads to so many, many other complications.
And he goes on.
And the risk of deficiency is even higher for seniors. Okay. That's a big problem in many ways. First off, scientists have proclaimed that vitamin D has profound effects on human immunity. That's in quotes. That's because numerous studies have shown that getting adequate levels of vitamin D is essential to keeping your immune system strong, healthy, and functioning at peak capacity. In recent years, studies have found that the vitamin D3 can prevent heart disease, prevent deterioration and preserve muscle strength, stop diabetes, reduce belly fat, and fight osteoporosis.
Wow. Talk
about
a star player.
So after all these coronaviruses begin spreading, researchers discovered that being low in vitamin D doubles the chance of COVID-19 infection. Now, studies have shown that the single best supplement to take during a pandemic may also protect against developing and even dying from cancer. It goes on to say.
Yes, all the different benefits that they have, and he has a...
Then he goes on to talk about selenium.
That's
let
right.
Me, let me talk for a second about vitamin D3.
Yeah.
Vitamin D3 blood levels are extolled if it's 20 nanograms per milliliter. That's a good level, say, physicians. This actual science says your vitamin D3 blood level should be a minimum of 60 nanograms per milliliter, or 70, or 80, or 90, or even 100 nanograms per milliliter is not dangerous, because other physicians and other drug manufacturers tell you too much vitamin D. Look out, it's a hormone. Look out, it's going to give you cancer. Well, it doesn't. It prevents the cancer. It helps improve anybody with cancer, improves their situation.
That's
if
right.
It's giving in known, proven, substantial potencies.
That's right. And he says in his book, in a big clinical trial out of the United Kingdom, women with the lowest amounts of vitamin D3 in their bodies had 500%, five times the risk of breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
versus the women with the highest levels, 500% greater breast cancer was
and
low.
We're told don't bother taking vitamins, because vitamins are a waste of time and money. Don't do that. Take
that
the drug.
Same study showed that women, that vitamin D3 was even more protective in the older women, those above the median, that's a general age of 54, than the younger women. Another study published in Anti-Cancer Research Medical Journal was conducted as a follow-up to previous research, found that premenopausal women with lower vitamin D3 levels had a much higher risk of breast cancer. And all on and on, 19,000 middle-aged men out of Finland found that those with the lowest D3, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Had a whopping 70% higher incidence of prostate
cancer.
That's
right. That's right.
On the flip side, the same study showed higher levels of D3 were linked to lower rates of developing prostate cancer and can preventing all kinds of cancer, including advanced cancer.
But it has to be vitamin D3.
That's what he made that point over and over and over and
vitamin
over
D2
and over again.
Vitamin D2 does not perform the same vital functions.
No, and you know what I know you had a little gap there, but here was another hugely important thing relative to what we talked about, the Roundup. You've got to read this, Dan. I'm going to let you do that. See how generous I am? This is a very famous doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Mm-hmm.
And he was writing here about the Roundup, the pesticides, and what it's doing. Read this, okay? From Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous, and what he had to say about that pesticide we were talking about.
Okay.
Go to it, kid.
Here we go. It is estimated that in 2020, some 385 million cases of poisonings by pesticides occurred among farmers alone. Just among farmers.
385 million?
385 cases of poisonings by pesticides occurred among farmers, with 11,000 farmers dying due to this exposure. This equates to 44% of all farmers in the world. In the year 2012, approximately 193,000 people died from unintentional poisoning.
Unintentional poisoning.
A great deal of this toxic exposure comes from Roundup, the weed killer.
Just exactly what we were talking about.
The main ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate, which is now being detected in most foods, in water supplies, soft drinks, and even medicines.
Is it any wonder why we emphasize the Vortex water and the organic foods, all right? The certified organic across the boards with no pesticides whatsoever on anything. Go ahead.
There are 80,000 chemicals being made. We're surrounded by, inundated by, drowning by the presence of those chemicals in the air, in the water, in the soil, and what's in the soil goes into the food.
That's right.
What goes into the food goes into your belly.
It's got to be certified organic.
So, getting back to the article, the main ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate, which is now being detected in most foods, water supplies, soft drinks, and even vaccines. Roundup itself is considered to be 125 times more toxic than glyphosate and is the most toxic agricultural and domestically used chemical agent.
Unbelievable.
And it all ends up where? In your belly.
That's right.
Unless you're eating organic foods.
You have to make that decision, all right? And you're not being a kind of crazy little freak. Oh, the crazy little freak is just going organic. No, you're fighting for life. And look at all the deaths attributed to that horrible pesticide and so many farmers dying.
Well, a little bit of poison isn't going to hurt you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know what Dad said?
I know what your dad said. I never forgot that. There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
That's right.
Stayed with me forever.
Every bite of food you eat, if it isn't organic, folks, you're getting a little bit of poison.
You know,
every water you drink, if it isn't Vortex water, you're getting a little bit of poison.
You know, it's amazing that there's just so much that things like people like Marcosi and other great doctors are saying, but he did say too about the D3 deficiency of this particular form of vitamin D3 that it boosts the risk of a heart attack deficiency in this D3 by 64%.
Beautiful.
And spike the risk of dying in a deficiency of D3 from heart disease by a frightening 81%.
Did any drug company ever tell you that?
Good God.
Did any doctor ever tell you you've got to take more vitamin D for your heart, for your blood pressure?
For anti-cancer?
For your brain.
That's right. So he was just saying, sorry, death, not today, okay? That's what he said. When you take the right nutrients, and he was telling about the curcumin and how great it is to fight these diseases, it improved memory in seniors by 28% whose memories were slipping, and reduced heart attack disease by 24-28%, protected against Alzheimer's. That's curcumin, that active form, he was saying,
in
of the turmeric. Of the, absolutely. And it's just absolutely so tremendously important in so many different ways. And I just, thankfully to Russell Blaylock, that he came out and said that. And also he's a great medical doctor, and he was reporting here that how about we have to protect our livers, and and he talked about how deadly taking acetaminophen drastically lowers glutathione levels, which deplete this important detoxification system in the body. And he talks about how toxic and deadly, and it causes liver failure. And he says drugs that cause liver toxicity are acetaminophen, I'm quoting the doctor, Tylenol, amoxicillin, diclofenac, also known as Voltaren, Cambia, amiodarone, cordurone, pacerone, xyloprim, anti-seizure medications, methotrexate, statin drugs, antipsychotic medications cause liver toxicity. And all the different things he says, the things that he says are essential. The top of his list is N-acetylcysteine, plays a critically important role in increasing cellular levels of the powerful antioxidant glutathione, an important chelator, gets rid of toxic metals out of the body, but is especially critically important for regenerating the liver. He goes on and on. I wish we had hours and hours. Quercetin is particularly protective of the liver, especially when used along with curcumin. It reduces liver inflammation, curcumin, help promotes bile flow, inhibits liver cancer growth, and silymarin, that wonderful. And he just has so many different important information things we'll get through, because it just, we need to do a 5-hour show, don't we, dear? We have to do
at
the
least
5-hour
it takes
show.
That long. A lifetime of shows.
Well, you can, they can
always
come.
Reflect what's new, what's happening, what's been rediscovered. All these things have been known for years.
And if
but
they
to
can,
get,
yeah.
To get a really influential mouthpiece to publish a book, to give the lectures, to make it public, all this information public, to overpower all the propaganda from the drug cartel.
Yes.
And all the toxic poisons that they put out that the FDA approves of.
Exactly.
That's killing thousands and thousands. The drug reactions, the drug overdose and reactions, normal drug usage, is the third leading cause of death in
That's
the United
right.
States.
And they go on and on. But okay, you want to have tremendous information, tremendous love and caring. We are there for you at Alive and Well. Okay? We are there for you at Alive and Well. Wonderful formulas are there. The terrific products are there that are proven. They're proven life-saving, just like we were quoting the doctors and the clinical trials to you. We're not making this up. All right? And remember, at Alive and Well, the fabulous Broth Cafe, gorgeous to sit in, beautiful, that marble area. It's just really wonderful and comfortable and great, air-conditioned, all organic, safe, terrific. You can have your organic juices there, the Vortex, and all the different choices, all those different things. And you can call the 877-4950 and set up a time with Dennis or with me or any one of our great services there. We're not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't people on or off medications, don't charge anything. But one-on-one, we can sit there together and just share information. Share. And if you make an appointment, then we're not with somebody else, okay? During the time there, 877-4950 with us. And you can call that number, and you can get your all of the beautiful things you get at the broth. It'll all be
and
there
do
for
the,
you.
And do the broth app. The broth app at Alive and Well. Okay? It has the entire menu, everything there you to make your decision. Call and apply for it right there. Tell them when you want to pick it up, and it's ready the minute you walk in the door. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.